It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price with the USU Extension Office. And we're going to talk about crop school that is coming up on February 14th. It's going to be at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. And this is a great class for those that are in the know or want to be in the know. We're going to talk about everything you're going to discuss in this, who it's going to benefit, and then how you can let them know that you want to be there. It is free to attend, which is great. But we'll talk about all those details. Steve, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with crop school. And as we were kind of talking before we came on the air, you guys have been doing this for a while.
Yeah, this I think our Carbon and Emory area had one of the first crop schools in the state that they were kind of the modern style of crop school. And now it's pretty much adopted across the state.
All right, so let's talk about what kind of things are you going to cover in crop school and the different facets of it.
So this year we decided to talk about some ways to manage older alfalfa stands. With seed prices, fertilizer prices having been really high the past few years, about past 4 years really, and it's just gotten worse. We're seeing a lot of folks kind of falling behind on those rotations. So there's a few different things that we can do. So those older fields, we can do some renovation. We can use some different methods and try to keep a little bit of yield to them while we're looking at replacing those.
And one of the other things that we were talking about too is you're going to do a class on water conservation and how important it is, especially for our area. We had a great water year last year, but that doesn't guarantee anything, does it?
No, unfortunately, in our area, it's when the next drought's going to be. It will be back at some point. That's one of the topics we'll talk about. We have what's called a AgDrip program, and basically, we can help monitor field irrigation use throughout the season and then kind of help develop some plans so we're making sure to use the right amount of water and when those crops need water instead of just going off of a standard set.
So, and you were discussing it and kind of explaining it. So is would you monitor 2024 and then you'll have the ideas for 2025? Is that what it would be?
Well, so our equipment is actually, it's all real-time readout, so we can take a look and start adjusting things basically on-site right then.
So you've got all that. And once again, the other thing that is interesting about this is there are a lot of areas in our and farmers and ranchers in our area that do this, but who would this benefit the most?
This, I mean, it kind of benefits everyone to have good working ag fields. Particularly those, so if you're growing hay for forage, that's kind of what we're focusing on this year. So we'll also be talking about weed control options in alfalfa. We'll be talking about, something we've seen the past couple years is people, now that we have more access to no-till drills in the area, we have people no-till drilling small grains, triticale specifically, into older alfalfa fields to what we'd call sweeten them up. So we're getting a little bit of extra yield there, but we're still keeping that alfalfa stand in there, especially as we look at maybe what hay prices are doing. They've come down quite a bit the past year. So maybe people aren't super excited to do major stand renovation, but they can get by for the next few years just by adding some more forage yield.
All right. And once again, as we were saying, this is going to take place February 14th at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. What are the times? When's it going to start?
So we'll start at 5:30. We'll have dinner there for everybody, and then we'll start into the program about 6 o'clock, and then we'll go to a little bit past 8:30.
Okay. Now, if anybody has any questions or wants some more information about this, they can contact you guys down there at the extension office, right?
Yep. You guys can give us a call, and we can answer any questions you have, or we are asking people to RSVP by the 7th, just so we have a good count for dinner. Want to make sure everybody that wants a meal gets one. And then, if you want to give us a call, we'll put you on the list.
So this is going to be very informative. It is Crop School. Going to cover a lot of topics for those of you that are out there raising alfalfa and hay and everything in our area. And, it'll benefit those folks as well. If you've got any questions, you can give them a call at the Extension Office, 636-3233. And then, of course, try an RSVP by the 7th so that they have a head count, because dinner is included, completely free to attend. And this is all great information that they're going to be talking about and handing out during this event. Steve, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.